Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have this fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us. Thank you, Jay, for making this show go round. And thank you, Linda, host and owner of Healthy Life Radio. I love you both. Now more than ever, I really, really understand how lucky I really am to work with you guys. So thank you for that. I am here in Malta in the Mediterranean, and guess what? I really would like to say I have been here for 4 years now, and I really do feel like this might feel like the very first fall season that I have seen since I got here in 2020. I feel like fall here is like a drive-by, and it doesn't get that nice, chilly, windy, beautiful fall air. And all of a sudden this week, I have felt it. 4 years in, 4 years, and I feel a little bit of fall. So I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying getting outside. I find myself taking really deep inhalations to get that beautiful wind that comes right off the sea. The air is so, so unique when it comes off the Mediterranean Sea, and you can breathe and expand your lungs and bring in all that love and healing and purity and light and balance and clarity and all those fabulous things. Because right now the wind is not at a dangerous level, but at a beautiful place. A little bit busier. Our umbrella outside did rip, so that the wind is pretty vocal right now, on and off, but it feels really nice out there. So now I know if I were to tell people when to come visit, it would be like right around now. So there you go. That's my piece from the Mediterranean. And if you want to see some videos, I am hosting a show on Tuesdays, Mediterranean Inspired. It's on Bold Brave TV, and I'm happy to show those videos and for you guys to see Malta. Now, jumping into our beloved show, I have a guest who I love and adore and respect and admire, who's been on this show quite a few times, and a friend of mine in real life, which makes it that much more fun. We have Sherianna Boyle on the line with us today, and Sherianna has a new book to promote. It's called Just Ask Spirit, Free Your Emotions to Energize Intuition and Discover Purpose. But I have to tell you, it is available for pre-order, and you won't receive it until February. So we'll probably do a show similar to this, much closer to release date. But don't worry, if you love her or you're just hearing about her, she has quite a few books in her arsenal, and all of them are fabulous. So Sherianna, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you back.
Oh, thanks so much. It's so great to hear your voice and to just hear about Malta and all your adventures there. I just feel like every time I talk to you, I'm like, okay, sign me up. I want to go visit.
It's true. I really do just walk around, and I mean, 4 years in, and I'm still like, pinch me. Is this real? Like, it just feels like a fairy tale, and it's like I stepped into somebody else's life for a while. And part of me still feels, you know, I never used to feel imposter syndrome with, like, writing or different things, because I always knew I wasn't some big hit. So it was like I did the best I could. I laid it out there. I put everything in, and whatever comes is a gift. But here I kind of do feel a little bit of imposter syndrome because we're renting a place, and it's a much nicer place than we would be able to come and purchase. And, you know, there's just a lot of opportunities over here, and sometimes I find myself thinking like I'm living a life that's quite a few steps up from the life I was used to, and that's a little bit, it's fabulous, but it's an interesting it's an interesting place. But the other part over here is I have built a life for myself out of nothing. Nobody introduced me. Nobody helped me build. And yet this week is a really busy week. Tell me, when I tell you what I've done this week, tell me how it sounds from the outside. I did my media show last night on Bold Brave, and it was with a journalist here in Malta who's getting quite a name for himself. This morning I filmed 6 episodes for their wellness television show on their regular TVM, which is Malta's, like, main channel. And then tonight doing this show with you. And then tomorrow I'm filming for Oh My Malta. And Friday I'm meeting with the Malta Enterprise to potentially see what we can collaborate. It sounds amazing, doesn't it?
It sounds abundant. I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, speaking of just Esphere, I Esphere every day. I asked about prosperity and abundance one day. And it really is. And the messages that I got back is that that each and every one of us has a kingdom of abundance within. And it really, I mean, I know you have these beautiful surroundings and you can connect, but that when you connect to your own self, and you, I know you've done the work, Emily. So none of this surprises me. You know, all of your work with your books of healing and doing that inner work, I think what it is you're just reaping the benefits of what happens when you move energy that way. And you listen to your guidance. I know that for you, for years, just being your friend, you were always listening to your higher calling and spirit. You knew. It's like you knew that the where you lived wasn't for you. You always knew that, feel like.
Yep, I did. But see, now here's the other side of this, because I have to go here. When I tell you all those fabulous things that I'm doing, let me follow it up with, I don't get paid for any of it. So when you look at it like that, I don't have a work visa in Malta. So everything I do here is because it's passion for me, and it's building my brand, and it's getting myself in front of the people. But it is not for money. And it takes a lot to keep showing up and pushing and pursuing when you know the payoff is not going to be financial. Because it's not allowed to be unless somebody takes me under their wing and fully sponsors me. And the truth is, I'm not willing to be on the hook and be somebody that they make me show up over and over and do these hours. So it's all amazing, and I have earned it, and I have built it. And I am under contract here in Malta to do a local book that I'm really excited about, and that will bring in a little bit of money. But it is, looks can be deceiving, and so you have to figure out. Because on paper, it looks like I am rocking. I mean, really rocking. If I saw that itinerary 5-10 years ago, I would have, like, really flipped out. Like, that's going to be you? You're going to be on TV and on the, you know, all these things? But, you know, you have to, so for me to throw that out there, it sounded so braggadocious. And it was, because I'm excited for this week. But at the same time, when I give the more accurate picture, it's not what people think. And that's also important, because I think a lot of times, especially when we're in media, and as authors, we are now pushed so heavily to create a media presence and become this influencer or, you know, somebody that is recognizable on the streets, even though most people that got into writing is simply because they were creative but didn't want to be recognized on the streets. And so it's a very unique position to see both sides and to be really vulnerable and honest about it, because in some ways I'm getting super burned out from doing this much work and not seeing the results. And at the same time, I know that the results have built and built, and I know there's things that are continuing to come, but it is that I am having sort of a reckoning with myself that, okay, how long do I want to keep putting this up? How long do I want to keep showing up for the same things? And at what point do you run out of things to say? Do you know what I mean?
I don't think you're ever going to find run out of things to say, Emily. I don't think that.
So what about the rest of what
I
said? You're a psychologist. What entered your mind when I threw down the other half?
It really is from a feeling perspective, and that's what I've been focusing on with Just Ask Spirit. This book is all about learning how to process your emotions and how emotions are a gateway to connecting to your spirit. And what comes in my mind is really the resiliency. I hear what you're saying, that the balance needs to be in check there, and that you went 100% in full force, and you've been very enthusiastic and very open. You've learned, I can't imagine the things that you've learned and the growth that I've seen and watched you have over the last 4 years. I mean, just the transition alone, making that courage, that leap of faith. And so when I hear it, it is like living on a different vibrational level. That's what I hear.
Yes.
And that is, for me, what it's like to live when you're really connected to higher self and spirit. You are functioning on a different vibration, and it is, you can look through the old lens and say, yeah, but I'm not making any money. But that's a different vibrational level, isn't it? I mean, you almost have to drop to go back there. That's a mentality.
Wow, I love that.
You are. I mean, that's what I feel. And when you live on a different vibrational level, you don't get as affected by things. Whether, you know, things still happen in life, but your bounce back is so much quicker and stronger. And you just keep getting guided and guided and guided, and new doors were open, new opportunities, and you get that clarity. And so a lot of people think this, like, I'm doing too much of this, and I'm not getting paid, I'm not getting monetarily back what I'm giving. And so you're just getting, again, we can always go back to asking spirit, processing our emotions around that. And formulating a new question or a new intention to ask spirit. I'm open and willing, spirit, thank you for giving me this wonderful opportunity. And now I'm open and willing to create opportunities where there's financial flow. You know, and so it kind of opens up the doorway. I don't know if you were necessarily looking for payment, Emily. Were you for a while?
No, it's never been. No, I've... You know, when I met my husband, I was living at my mom's, and I was doing massage and teaching yoga, and I kind of made a deal with myself. I had this amazing client many years ago now with lymphedema, who was like a motivational speaker and helped with companies and different things. And she sat down with me, and she said, let's take this down. How many massages a week do you need to do to cover your bills and cover enough to keep you happy in doing the things you want to do outside of work? And we realized it wasn't that many hours. It was 12 massages a week. Now, full time for massage is 15 hours a week. So let me preface with that. It's not a 40-hour work week. Your hands-on massage will put you out of business if you're doing more than 20 in a week on a regular basis. So full time is considered 15 hours. So 12 hours a week is what we realized. And what I started to do when I scaled back was I could open up writing books and working on other passion projects, because I knew exactly what I had to do to cover my bases, and I kind of kept it at a minimum and then would sort of manifest as needed. And so even like my husband at the time was working for one of the biggest tech companies in the world, and he made a lot of money. We weren't married, so it's not like he's going to give me the money. And I really wanted to go to the Book Expo America in New York and try to get an agent or a publisher, all that. I had my self-published books. And I remember him saying, like, how are you going to pay for all this? Because I had been trying to save up for a long time to get there, and I said, well, don't worry. Clients are going to start calling in the next couple weeks because I'm going to manifest it, and I'll be able to afford it. And I slid in. And he had said to me, if you end up not being able to pay it, I'll cover, you know, and it was like, no, man, I got this. And I did. I upped my clients, and I slid right into New York, stayed with an old sorority sister, really made it all work. And that's how I got my first professional publisher, was going there and making all that happen, and it was not easy. So I've always kind of been a slider, you know. I've never been that person that's like, I want to be rich. Rich to me doesn't look like money. Rich to me looks like, feels like, putting my head on the pillow at night and knowing I did something for myself and others, that I did something that mean something, that elevates my spirit, that opens me up karmically, energetically, spiritually, emotionally, physically, all of it. And so I don't judge it that way, but I do think I've missed the mark a little bit and could add a little more of that in without somehow selling my soul, because I think I sort of bought in somewhere about being kind of a nomad or a spiritual person that doesn't need other sides. And I think there's a middle, but I haven't quite figured out what that looks like, if that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. And that's where, why I feel it is so important when people do communicate with spirit or communicate with your guides, that they do learn to process our emotions, because a lot of those unprocessed emotions or beliefs are in the subconscious. And we do sort of sometimes have these subconscious agreements. We don't realize that we're self-sabotaging ourselves, but we are. And one of the things I talk a lot about in Just Us Spirit is about learning to connect to your higher consciousness now and having conversations with that subconscious and rewriting and setting new agreements in place and processing some of those old emotions, which, you know, old belief systems, energies that are in the body. So totally get that. You know, I think so many of us can relate to, did I do this to myself? Did I set myself up? Where I keeping myself in this pattern? Is this something within me? But we are not powerless, and that's when we're connected to spirit, we remind ourselves we are not powerless. We are limitless, infinite beings of love and light, and we have unlimited capacity and unlimited potential. But we do have to wake up to it, and we do have to choose it, and we do have to, you know, with our own free will, there is, for lack of a better word, you do have to want it. You have to desire.
I think that's very true. And I don't know that that was ever on, it was on my list, but I sort of wanted it just kind of gently handed to me. Like I love having a literary agent because I don't want to discuss contracts. I don't want to throw out numbers because I will always undersell myself. And I think, to be honest, and people might find this offensive, I think it's part of being a woman. I think we do it all the time. I think we are taught to do it, where we undersell our value because we don't want to hear no. And then we assume. But I think a lot of people growing up were taught how to negotiate. And I know I certainly was never privy to that sort of information, ever.
Oh, I so agree. But these are our spiritual lessons. And that's when new chapters open, when we get the lesson. It might be that this situation is now coming to completion, or the way you felt about it has changed. There's a lesson that we're supposed to learn. I mean, we're here to evolve and grow, and it may be to ask for what we want, or to be assertive, or to know our worth in the world. And I think so many people can relate that they will show up, these lessons, whether you like it or not. Whether you learn the lesson, acquire the lesson, and then once you have it acquired, then you'll likely share. And that's when you know you really got something, when you're able to share it with others or give back in a way to others. And there's some things that you and I are both very comfortable sharing. Like we could talk all day about how to write a book and the process, right, because we've learned so much along the way. And then there's things that we're still learning. And again, that's again where you can ask Spirit. You can say, Spirit, you know, I recognize there's a lesson here. I recognize there's something for me to learn. And I'm open and willing to receive that lesson. And I ask for your support and guidance in helping to that come forth. Give me the courage and strength to, and really journaling can be great. I have, this is where this book is different, Just Us Spirit. I have a lot of space for journaling in there. People to reflect as they're going through the process of processing their emotions, asking Spirit, and then learning how to receive those answers and guidance. That's that space where you're having a conversation. And when I say spirit, it can be, you know, I mean, your higher self, it can be your spirit guides, it can be archangels, it can be ascended masters. I just let whatever comes through come through. And I've learned how to do that, where I don't predetermine what's going to, who's coming through and what's going to happen. I allow it to come through emotions and feel it, and you get to know the energy of the different kinds of supports that are around you. But it just might be your time to ask, okay, I'm here, I'm available. But if we're so damn busy, we're not available. We're not available to ask. We're not available to receive. We're not available to listen. So I think all of us at some point are like, I'm so busy, I've lost myself here. And how can I get grounded enough to realign with my purpose? I know I'm in my purpose because, and I know you are definitely in your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, I mean, because I always say, you know, that you said that my purpose, I feel to give back, to love. And then the key word is feeling. If you're not feeling, I'm not sure how connected you are to your purpose. There is vibration there.
Oh, I'd love to hear this. I can't wait for you to finish this statement. We've got to take a quick commercial break, but I want to pick up exactly where you left off because that's important information for me to hear. Sherianna Boyle is our guest, and we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path, to physical, emotional, energetic, and spiritual wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscle's emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscle's emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself Now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. Today's guest is Sherianna Boyle, one of my favorites, author, psychologist, yoga teacher. I was going to say yoga therapist. It's a little bit of both, really, because it's always some form of therapy and of cleansing. And speaking of cleansing, Sherianna has many books on emotional detox for anxiety, emotional detox now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, The Conscious Parent's Guide to Childhood Anxiety, Energy in Action, Mantras Made Easy, Choosing Love, and now the new Just Ask Spirit. So I don't want to mess with your energy because you were just giving me what I feel like you were tapping in. So if you can get back into that space, you were saying that
you do feel like I'm in one personal vibration, but maybe not. I don't know if you said my purpose, well, I'm in it or I'm not.
Well, I think you said in the beginning, I mean, you know that when you come alive, you know, you've definitely come alive in this last 4 years. You're so aligned and so connected, and you're functioning again vibrationally, like on a different level. I mean, in terms of I love my life, I'm in a fairyland. I mean, that's what it looks like. It's almost like fifth dimensional kinds of living that you've been in. You know, this elevated, and here you are. But the ego, which is our subconscious, is going to be like, yeah, but. Yeah, I mean, that's what the ego sounds like. Yeah, but you haven't made any money, or yeah, but you're, you know, and so I think what I'm hearing from you is that you're sort of questioning at this point, like, did I do this to myself? Am I working to, am I getting back, sort of assessing how you would like to receive back at this point? And that's all common. I mean, it's 4 years. You've done the work. You've made a lot of connections. But I say, you know, back to purpose. Well, how do you know you're in your purpose? Well, there's a vibration there. You're vibrating. You're in alignment with something. You feel vibrationally connected to it. And you're inspired by it. And so what I'm hearing you say is, again, the burnout thing. So in my book, I talk about that's why I think you have to have both. That is space for processing our emotions. So it might be something like, you know, living this life makes me feel, and then I always say add breath, because breath is spirit, breath is energy. And breath is the way we get our divine messages. We have to have breath. And when I don't get financially paid for it, or I don't get monetarily rewarded, it makes me feel, and then breathing. And that's something that it just might be time for you to start to process a little bit. And this is going to help you unfold the questions that you now have for spirit, but we've got to move some of that energy first to really ask about, okay, you know, show me my next steps here. And show me what that looks like. Support me. Or I'm open and willing to create this life and receive. But that there is emotion. I mean, you could feel the difference, right?
Well, I mean, you're blowing my mind, honestly, because I spend every night, literally every night, outside when everybody in the house goes to sleep. I sit under the stars and the moon and I talk to spirit. And I talk and I talk and I talk. And I try to listen, but I haven't been listening nearly as much lately, now that you say that. And the other part is I just participated in something called brain mapping. I did it last week and I did it again today. And one of the things, they put this little net thing with these little magnetic things all over, and they follow the brain waves, the alpha, beta, delta, theta, and the something else. Anyway, when I did it, the guy that was doing the mapping, he said, wow, I've actually not seen brains at this level. As far as you can tell, that you do a tremendous amount of meditation and have done so for a very long time. And it was amazing to have someone pick that out, because if you have to be quiet, I know how to chant and zone myself in and come into the silent space. And it really gave me that confidence, because coming here in Malta, I left the healing world behind, because I knew you don't have a work visa, you're not going to be in practice, you're not going to keep studying, you're going to start a new life. And that's when I started following farmers and fishermen and learning about foods and growing and a very different approach to life. But what I haven't gotten great with, even though I was on that television show Hygieia today, it's a wellness show, and I've been on over 45 episodes, so a lot of people recognize me here because I offer these sweet little tips and tricks or anatomy, emotional regulation, breathing, such and such. But other than that show, there's no part over here that really dives into the wellness aspect and that part that he could see so easily on the brain scan. And it made me realize, like, I have been studying diligently mind-body healing, wellness. I have a degree in exercise physiology and a master's degree in human performance. I know my stuff. I went to, you know, clinical massage and lymphatic drainage, and to have someone acknowledge that and realize, like, wow, you do a tremendous amount of meditation was so, I needed to hear it just to validate that my work isn't really off to the side as much as I think, because I'm still in it. And I'm, I mean, they straight up offered me a job right there as soon as he saw my brain scans and I met with everybody. But I don't know that I have any more time to be pulled in any other direction at this particular juncture of my life. But it was one of those, this needs to come together. But you, what you just said, tells me that I'm doing a lot more talking than listening when I'm outside at night.
Yeah, I think processing, again, I mean, the cleanse, this, when we talk about cleanse, everyone, we're talking about the seven steps for processing your emotions, and I created them in a specific order. It's not just about the steps. One step supports the next step. And every book that I've written, the steps have gotten an upgrade because as I evolve, the steps evolve. And with the Just Ask Spirit, I continue to use cleanse mainly because it works and it's effective. And why create something new when you have something that already is working for people? But it really, what I've done now is really align them with the anatomy of our spirit, which is our chakra system, which you know a ton about, our energy system, and help people to see it's the same system for emotional processing, where we process our emotions. And these systems, what we're doing is we're balancing the energy, and absolutely you can change the brain, what you saw in the brain mapping. I mean, you mentioned you taking deep breaths with the fall air in the beginning of this episode, and how do we change the brain? We change the brain with light, which is spirit, connection to light. We change the brain with sound, mantra, which is in the cleanse. We change the brain with breath, movement of energy, mindfulness kind of thing, and chanting, you mentioned that. Yeah, all of those things, you're living proof. It changes the brain, but we're always evolving. The brain isn't just stay. We're still growing. We're still learning. We're still opening. We're infinite beings, and you're just really getting started is what I feel.
I love it. Okay, we've got to take another commercial break, but don't worry. We're going to talk more about this in depth with Sherrianna Boyle. We'll be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at emilyafrancesbooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing, a new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing. Create your own path to physical, emotional, energetic, and spiritual wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscle's emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right. Your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscle's emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. We have Sherianna Boyle on the line today, and she is the author of so many incredible books. Sherianna, where can everybody find you? Where can they order your work?
Well, they can find me at sherianaboyle.com, and the book Just Ask Spirit is at justaskspiritbook.com, or you can go to sherianaboyle.com. Either way, you're going to get to that page. I do have a free gift for people there, a download. So if they pre-order the book, my way of saying thank you for pre-ordering is you take that gift, which is 7 journal prompts and a meditation there that you can instantly receive for pre-ordering the book. It's based on the honor system. I just ask that you order and then you get your gift.
Fantastic. I saw that you and Shannon Kaiser again did a yearly retreat at Kripalu. Tell us a little bit about that and how that got started.
So I've actually been teaching emotional detox at Kripalu, which is a pretty renowned yoga and retreat center in our area. It's beautiful. It's been around forever. And I was teaching emotional detox on my own. And enjoying it. I've been doing that since 2018. I've been very blessed that they have had me back. And I met Shannon through you and I and our author group. And I just asked her if she wanted to co-teach with me. I think I just wanted to change, kind of like you. You know, you have these chapters where it's like, oh, maybe I'll try co-teaching. And then we added in a friend of mine who the following year added in a spiritual DJ. And that was wonderful. And he and I have done many events together in the past. His name's DJ Mantra. And so now I'm going back to Kripalu in January 2025, the end of January, and I'm doing Just Ask Spirit Retreat. So I will do that with DJ Mantra. He and I are going to do that together. And that is going to be very much the same, a similar process where you learn how to process your emotions, ask spirit, what questions to ask, how to ask them, how to receive the guidance, how to clear away all the blocks around connecting and asking, because blocks do come in, kind of like what you were mentioning with the subconscious. Are we sabotaging ourselves? Are we truly able to listen? Are we trusting our own inner guidance? Are we questioning it? Are we doubting ourselves? What's going on? Energy has to continually be moved. It's like water. You know, you have to move it to keep it pure and fresh. Information is always we're always looking, getting more information from our spiritual team and new guides that are coming in to assist us. Sometimes we have new guides that come in and say, okay, now you're ready for these new lessons. And so we have to kind of recalibrate. I think retreats are so important because you get a weekend away, you're not on your cell phone, you're not in your daily life, and they're wonderful ways to reset and reconnect to who you really are. Because our purpose, a big part of our purpose is really knowing ourselves, understanding ourselves on a very deep level. So I love doing these retreats, and so that's the next one that they've asked me to come back is January 2025. So if anyone wants to sign up, they do really well. We typically sell out, which is wonderful, and that's why we keep going back. Because Kripalu likes that, because, you know, these retreat centers need, they want to keep them going. They're amazing. And so it's kind of like, you know, what you do and helping people to keep their businesses going, because these are so important to have these kinds of things, these locations and spiritual centers in the world are so important to our mental health, physical health, healing, and keeping the teachings going.
I'm so proud of you. I am so impressed with you. I'm so proud of you. I feel like you personally have gone through a huge transformation since I first met you. I feel like you've grown so poised and confident and comfortable in your skin and with everything you're teaching and talking about. Not that you didn't have that before. I'm sure I didn't know you. You know, and you've been writing for a very long time with fantastic, fantastic books. But I feel like you're really, you know, with age, not that you're, you know, I'm turning 50 this year. To me, with age comes some wisdom that I didn't come with until I earned it in years, in maturity, in experience, in what I'm putting out there and what I'm getting back. And I would easily say that for you, that I think you've really earned your spot as a renowned author and a person that just carries such wisdom and so much beautiful information. I'm really, really thrilled for you and proud of you.
Oh, well, I do appreciate that. I mean, I think those of us who stick with it and really, truly writing, it's just as spirit's my 11th book, and it is like a leap of faith every time. It's a grind, because that we write our books, we don't always get paid to write our books. Not everyone's getting paid to do that or getting paid well for an advance or whatnot. COVID, as you know, changed a lot. What I was getting before COVID and then after COVID, it was everybody got hit like every other business. And so it really, sometimes you'd say, oh, you know, how do I sustain this kind of that? I feel so connected to it. And it's really from what's happening inside and feeling, and I'm still growing and every day and learning about myself, knowing myself again. I really believe purpose is remembering who we are. I've learned so much from spirit and learned about manifesting. I know for so long I even thought, you know, manifesting, if I focus on it, it'll come to me, kind of thing. And I'm not hearing that from spirit. I'm hearing that all of this already exists inside of us, and it's more like an activation. So instead of saying, you know, I want abundance, or you know, can I get more abundance, it's really about bring forth the abundance, the vibration of abundance that exists within me now. And really, we can do anything when we tap in. I have become, I will say, Emily, the more, especially after writing Just Ask Spirit, which was my hardest write, by the way. I think blending the two worlds of mental health, it was my hardest one. Hardest in that, the most rewrites. It wasn't hard in terms of channeling, but changing it and changing it and changing it. Because I was coming up with a system. It's not just a book. I came up with a system of emotional processing and asking spirit. So you can literally sit down 15 minutes a day and get your guidance and your clarity and your healing all in one with these practices. And the more you ask, you and I just were talking about, you know, asking for money, asking for, you know, whether we, you know, get paid what we're worth. Well, I find asking spirit helps you with all of that, because you get used to asking. If you do something every day and you ask spirit, you're going to get better in your outer world, your physical world, at saying, hey, here are my needs. Is this an option? Can we have a conversation about this? That's going to happen automatically if you learn to ask spirit and process your emotions every day.
I love that. All right, we've got to take our last commercial break of the show. Emily's Energy Corner is coming up next, but we're keeping Sherriana on. So I'll ask some questions when we come back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's that time. It's Emily's Energy Corner. Today I'm keeping Sherriana Boyle on. You can find her at SherrianaBoyle.com. That's Sherriana with two N's, Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E.com. You can find all of her books. You can order everything. You can Google her. She's got quite a page. But now we're going into the Energy Corner. Sherriana, it's anything goes. What kind of thing could help me, since I'm the one on the show and people can listen to what you do for work? Let's just kind of go for it. What can we do here?
Okay, well, I think we could base it on the conversation that you were having before, where, you know, the payment thing and all that. That's second chakra stuff. Right, and you know the chakras, and your listeners know the second chakra is like 2 inches below the navel area, the sacral chakra. And that's where we have fertility, new beginnings, creativity. And sometimes the chakras get out of balance because they're too open. So these are energies. And sometimes they're too shut down, and we're just looking for a nice, that happy medium. And Emily is very creative. She's very creative with her words. She's creative with her ideas. Mentioning before how it might be a little too much, creating shows. I mean, when you're creating a show, whether it's a radio show, television show, all of that, that's all the sacral chakra area. And so what I would do is kind of lean into that sacral chakra, and I'm just tapping into the energy now. So let's just take a nice deep breath, inhale and exhale. All right, and yeah, inhale again. So the sacral chakra is a great area to focus on for release as well, releasing any mindsets, any beliefs, any conditions that have been placed on you, any restrictions, whether they've been, you know, just the idea, okay, well, I can't make money in Malta, and I, these are whatever, and I'm sure a lot of people are in your situation may not be able to fully expand themselves because of maybe they don't have their green card or something like that. So you can naturally feel sort of restricted. So that's an area that I would be emotionally processing, you know, having these restrictions on me or conditions or rules or makes me feel, and just kind of starting to breathe through some of that of the way that, you know, we don't think things affect us, but after 4 years, they might start to affect us. The way things are structured. I'm not saying that you're going to go change the way things are structured, but you can change the energy of that, of how it's impacting you. And so, in terms of cleansing, and working with the cleanse, you know, it's really important to always make sure we're connected to our light. In the beginning, the C is clear reactivity. We're connecting to light. We're connecting to our higher self. And if we feel like other people are in charge of our growth or decision-making, sometimes, you know, we have to reconnect to that limitless part of us and know that there are no restrictions with spirit. That's all an illusion, right? So we reconnect to that aspect of ourselves. Then again, really breathing and having these, you know, these rules here in Malta makes me feel, and without the voice of the ego. So that's where breath is so important, because the ego will want to interject and it'll want to say, it makes me feel like I don't like it, or it makes me feel minimized, or it makes me feel different, whatever it is. We try best to use the breath, because you got to interrupt that ego pattern, the subconscious. You're interrupting the energy of that. The third step, which is E in cleanse, is mantra. And that is a mantra that would, you know, really free the mantra is all about freeing the mind. And there's several mantras that I write about in the book, but I probably would do the mantra for sacral chakra, which is the VAM, the V-A-M, and getting that vibration in the body again. And then the A is the activate in the cleanse, and that is the activate is where you're noticing and observing the way spirit is around you, and we're noticing. And by the way, sacral chakra is the second chakra is Archangel Gabriel oversees that chakra. Archangel Gabriel is the Archangel of communication, harmony, and can help you communicate. So that makes perfect sense in terms of maybe starting to articulate how can we work with your situation in a way where, you know, benefits you. Who knows? Being creative about that. And so we're at the A, and so you're noticing, observing energy around you. And I'll say Archangel Gabriel. And then with Archangel Gabriel, feeling the energy of Gabriel always comes in on like a gold for me, or yellow. I feel Gabriel coming in, Gabriel. I say the name because it's like a mantra, Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel. Feeling that energy come into the body, and then asking for support or setting a new intention there. I'm willing and ready to receive. I'm willing and ready to communicate my needs. I'm willing and ready to have a new contract. Help me with the subconscious contract, whatever it is that you want to ask Gabriel. But again, a mantra, Archangel Gabriel, thank you for coming in, helping me to rewrite these contracts. And then the next step in the, is to receive the information there, which is nourish. And I give strategies for how to take messages from spirit, how to receive the guidance. So I'm just going to take a breath here. And you can take a breath here, and your audience can take a breath here. Sometimes less verbal is better, you know, bringing more balance with, like you mentioned before, not too much talking. Not all communication is through talking. Remember, we communicate telepathically. We pick up on energy. What makes one person think about something and then they're like, oh, I'm thinking about them, or, oh, I'm thinking about them for this job, or I'm thinking about them for this situation. And we telepathically, Gabriel's reminding me, remember, we don't always have to speak in words. Remember, we connect, we're connected on another level. Go to that vibrational level, that higher vibrational level that you're used to focusing on, and start to connect the dots there. And then the next couple steps are surrender, which is what you're allowing in. I'm allowing this new forms of communication, new forms of receiving, and then I am, which is the ease. So that's a quick step process of what a little bit of what that cleanse will look like.
I love it. Shiriana Boyle, you've been such a joy to have on the show. I'm so happy to connect with you. I hope that you guys that are listening go and pre-order Just Ask Spirit. Also, Shiriana hosts a podcast, Just Ask Spirit, so go find her, follow her, introduce yourself to her. She's wonderful and welcoming. Thank you so much, honey, for being on here.
Thank you.
And you guys, make it a great week.